Mind your money with the future of investing. Prescient Investment Management on 702.
Our finance feature on 702 is brought to you by Prescient Investment Management, the future of investing. Prescient Investment Management is a registered FSP. Now, before making the decision to invest offshore, there is so much to consider. So to give us some of the answers on these considerations, we have Rupert Hare, the head of multi-assets at Prescient Investment Management. Prescient Investment Management is a registered FSP. Rupert, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can I ask you to just speak a bit closer to your handset? You sound very far away.
Here I am. Thanks so much for having me.
Now you feel much closer. Thank you so much. I mean, we're going to talk about money. These are intimate affairs. So why should South Africans be investing offshore now specifically?
Yeah, so I think it's important just to take a step back and to focus on the why around being a global citizen. So let's not focus on South Africa. South Africa has got its headwinds. We know that. We talk about it on a day-to-day basis. But just as an investor, you've got the ability to go and invest in multiple economies all around the world. Just as in context, the South African stock market makes up less than 1% of global stock markets.
less than 1%? I think you really have put some things into perspective for us.
Yeah, exactly. And our economy represents less than 0.5% of global GDP. So when we invest such a concentrated portion of our money into South African asset classes, we really do put ourselves at a risk which isn't necessarily necessary for investors.
Okay, so what are some of the things, with what you're saying, and I think it makes complete sense, we really have to take into consideration the fact that we don't know where we're going to find ourselves in a couple of years. You want to be actually having access to investments, not just here in South Africa and not just in the South African rand.
Yeah, spot on. And we definitely have a home bias here. So we think that South Africa is what we know, and therefore we like to invest in what we know. But there's a whole lot more out there that you can invest in.
Okay, so what is contributing then to this constant outflow of funds from South Africa that we are seeing?
So two sides to that story. There are external investors into South Africa who have been withdrawing some of their money. And then there are also South Africans from within South Africa who have been externalizing their investments, so taking money offshore to diversify themselves away from South African risk. So the first one, actually, both of them are largely linked. They're linked to concepts or problems that we've been facing, such as load shedding, political uncertainty. But broadly speaking, there have also been outflows from other emerging markets. So we're talking the likes of India, China. There have been pressure on broader emerging markets. So South Africa does fall victim towards that. And the combination of South African specific factors and global emerging market factors have led to significant outflows from South African markets. But I think one of the most important points around that is that for global investors, so someone sitting in, let's call it London or New York, at the moment you're getting 5 to 6% in US dollars, which is actually quite attractive for a global investor. So why take on the risk of going to emerging markets when you get paid quite handsomely to sit at home?
And that sounds like the ideal life that we all want to be living. Now, Regulation 28 allows you to invest 45% offshore. How much would you then recommend the average investor invest offshore, knowing that they do have liabilities in South Africa still?
Yeah, so just talking towards liabilities, that generally means that you might be a pensioner and you're drawing a pension from your portfolio, which in turn means that you don't want to be subject to the roller coaster that we know is the Rand exchange rate. So Rand versus dollar versus pound versus euro and the other major currencies. So you don't want to have your liabilities extremely volatile. That said, we do recommend going the full 45% offshore in retirement products. It just gives you a massive amount of diversification within your portfolios, a much bigger opportunity set at less risk. So let's just talk towards what you can get in South Africa. In South Africa, you have a stock market of, let's call it 40 large cap shares, whereas if you invest into global stock markets, you're getting 4,000 to 5,000 large cap shares.
Mm-hmm.
So a much broader opportunity set.
Okay, so let's talk then specifically around Prescient and what is on offer. So if somebody is listening and they're considering investing, what would you say, listen, this is where you need to start the process with us?
Yeah, so we offer both SA-based funds that are domiciled within South Africa and then take global exposure. So, for instance, our balanced fund takes 45% exposure to offshore markets. And then we also offer offshore funds for those people who already have their money externalized from within South Africa. Those funds are registered in Ireland and are run in the offshore markets for 100% access to global stock markets and fixed income.
So we're talking something like the Prescient Global Income Provider Fund.
Spot on, yes. So the Prescient Global Income Provider Fund, that looks to provide very low risk exposure to global markets. So there you're talking of cash-like exposure, but with a pickup over cash. So you're looking at about cash plus 1%.
I'm glad you are bringing up the issue of cash, because I really want to then understand and just for us to emphasize why global income funds are preferable to cash.
Yeah, so global income funds give you a small pickup in risk over cash. What they do is they invest in usually a very diversified basket of shorter duration, so very short-term government bonds, very low-risk credit, and they're getting a small pickup over that cash rate. So similar to, I guess, what you would get in a fixed deposit with a bank, although with a global income provider fund, you have liquidity on a day-to-day basis. So you're getting those enhanced yields, but you're not locked in for extended periods of time.
Oh, so if somebody is listening and they feel like, but I'm not earning that much, I mean, and we're looking at foreign currency with the thoughts of investing offshore, realistically, where should a person be at in their financial life before they give someone like you a call?
I mean, I'd say at any point in the financial life, there's always a product that's designed for different types of risk appetites for investors. So earlier on in an investor's cycle, you might want to take on higher risk assets. And towards the late stages, you might want to switch towards more income-like assets if you're drawing a pension.
Rupert, hey, thank you so, so much. It is so great to know as the head of multi-asset at Prescient Investment Management that we can come through to Prescient and there will be something for everybody and just give everybody an opportunity to up their financial games. Now, who do you trust when the only certainty is uncertainty? You need an investment team who considers it all to give you the advantage. Prescient Investment Management analyzes more than 120 million indicators daily because the biggest returns are found in the smallest insights. Discover the future of investing at prescient.co.za. That's spelled PRESCIENT.co.za. Prescient Investment Management is a registered FSP.